Odd Sports Betting Show. Come out with Pat McAfee, Corbin at Thunderdome. I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby Toe.
That man right there is Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. She's a bearded wonder.
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you.
Good day to you.
What's up, Bruce?
What's going on, dude?
What is going on?
You know, stadium bowl season.
It is, you know, a bit of a baseball stadium bowl season going on.
Creeping up on real important bowl season.
We are. Last night kind of felt like, you know, we were like, it, you like know, the games were turning. Good, you know.
I mean, West Virginia was full steam.
Duke's Mayo Bowl, we were right side.
There's a lot of fire in those games, too.
Virginia Tech, we were on the right side.
Boston College.
You were.
I thought you were on the right side, too. I thought we were both on the right side on different teams.
Yeah, I mean, I guess editors know Kai Horton. He did board the chart and then just kept playing. That's what happens when you're muted watching, doing other shit.
I think Gumpy was the only one on the right side of USC.
Brucey was in.
You on USC too?
I ended up not jumping in, but.
But was it on the show or in over there where I looked at you? I said you might be on the right side on USC.
It was
over then there.
I it was here.
It was on the show.
Yeah, because I went back and looked because I said fuck you guys haven't watched the tape.
Miller Moss came out and fucking slang it.
Of course he did.
He wasn't scared to throw it.
But POD Oklahoma State came home.
Yep. The Bedlam Boys were
That's kind of good for the bowl season, though, what happened, because that's kind of like, this is why you would play in a bowl game.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And it also clarifies, like I think, is it tomorrow at noon? Clemson's got somebody. Who do they have?
Yeah, who is going for Clemson?
Clemson's playing Kentucky.
Kentucky's getting four.
Yeah, Kentucky's getting four. Kentucky seems like they got a pretty big opt-out wave, and it's like, Klubnik, like they got to rally the troops and head into next year on a good note.
Tomorrow's a tricky day.
Yeah, I don't. Tricky day. I can't do it with the Cade Klubnik.
Yeah, I hate that game. I hate Notre Dame Morgan State. There's a lot of opt-outs in that one.
I'm not saying Cade is going to turn it around and turn into like a great college quarterback. I mean, he could. But also like that OC, like everything in his playbook, he might as well run. You know, like is he coming back? Probably not.
I think so.
Who's out for Kentucky?
I think they got a lot of options.
Coach came back.
Is Devin Leary playing? That's what I give a fuck about. Devin Leary's playing?
I'm saying
probably. Let me check.
Let me look.
I feel like we've been talking about Cade Klubnik like being good all year. And I guess they ended the year well.
He was supposed to be the next one.
I mean, he was good in relief. DJ, he was better probably in relief at DJ last year.
Looks like Leary will be going.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Sign me up. Kentucky plus the 4.5. Let's go. Yeah. Bet against Clemson one more time this year, baby.
See, I don't like any. No, I'll be honest with you, tomorrow.
It's
an ugly
game. It's a bit of a dogfight tomorrow.
Notre Dame, Oregon State, that's the phone booth bowl, and they're playing in a phone booth?
Yeah, they have to be. Today, though, it was always Rutgers.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's only 14-0. I don't want to speak out of turn. I don't want to speak ahead of time.
Crazy shit can't happen in the Pinstripe Bowl.
Yeah. Tell me about it. Rutgers. I lean NC State.
I like NC State plus 2.5.
Yeah, strictly because, you know, Will Howard's gone, but their backup true freshman was pretty good this year when he did play. But Colin Klein, their OC, gone. So a different play caller for this game. And it's Brennan Armstrong, NC State quarterback, 6th year, last game. So, like, you know, a little bit there. So I lean NC State. And then I think Arizona-Oklahoma is going to be a fun one because there's not a ton of opt-outs.
Quarterback.
And then Gabriel opted out. Obviously, he's going to Oregon, but Oklahoma's got a stud 5-star that they are super pumped about. Oh, and then Arizona's got the freshman quarterback, so it's an exciting one.
Arizona's starter's going.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You're telling me that General Booty is not playing?
No, I don't know.
General Booty is, in fact, Cheeks.
Oh, yeah. Really?
I believe the reason why Dylan Gabriel left is because Oklahoma said, hey,
they told him to kick her off?
Next year we're going.
I think similar story.
Jackson Arnold is the kid's name.
Similar story with Will Howard and Avery Johnson.
I believe
Kansas
as well.
State.
Yes.
I am on Kansas State. One, I like the Avery Johnson kid. I think he's
an athlete.
He's a really good athlete. He ran for like $1.50 and threw for $2.25 when he did come in this year. And little wrinkle, this is classic Bruce tea leaf. Kansas State, after a loss, they lost a snowstorm game against Iowa State last game of the season. They're 11-0 after a loss straight up and against the spread.
I like that. Yeah, the last two games tonight, I think, are going to be good games.
Yeah. And then I'm on Arizona because they're fun as shit and 10-2 exactly. against the spread.
Bingo.
And they fly up and down the field.
Bingo.
And I want to have fun.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Bingo.
I bet Oklahoma because I thought General Booty was going to be the starting quarterback. So,
well, I think you're honestly in a better spot.
Is Stutzman going? Probably.
Yeah, because he's coming back.
Yeah, that's scary, I guess.
Yeah, I think they're...
What happened to Oklahoma?
Huh?
What happened to Oklahoma? They beat Texas and then that was it?
Just kind of...
They just had letdown spot after letdown spot.
Yeah, pretty much.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
It was crazy, though, because I thought Dylan Gabriel was nasty.
Pretty good.
Good year. Go to the NFL.
So you think he'll start next year?
He's going to make more in college than he would in the NFL.
Yeah, that's real.
What do you mean?
I have a very hard time believing that.
If you're not a first round,
he's probably an undrafted free agent.
Yeah, if he's a third round and beyond,
undrafted free agent,
Gabriel.
Yeah. Really?
What is he like?
Shorter fella.
Like 5'9".
Yeah. DTR. Did DTR get drafted in the seventh round? He's like kind of like that.
Yeah. I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you get $500,000, $750,000.
You think he starts for Oregon next year? Or is it the kid from UCLA?
He has to.
Yeah.
Dylan Gabriel?
Has to.
I would think so. Wow. And that other kid that was at Oregon, he left because of Dylan Gabriel coming.
Mm-hmm. All good stuff.
Bingo bongo.
So tonight, I lean NC State and Arizona. I'm not super confident on either of those. Come on, but
dude.
What? I mean, I'll take them.
Yeah.
I mean, I have money.
Be confident.
I have money on
them. Do you?
I like the Wolfpack +2.5. I like Arizona moneyline -130.
Okay.
All right. I got OU +2.5. I think I'm going to buy it to 3.
And put me down for Kentucky +4 tomorrow at noon.
And Kentucky +4
I'm not touching,
as well.
I'm not touching either.
I'm not touching Oregon State, Notre Dame because I feel like that's the game with we don't know anything about anybody.
You're right. What makes me lean Notre Dame.
The coach. You have a coach.
And the running back is playing, I think.
Is he?
I think so.
Hartman's playing.
No.
Hartman's not playing.
Not fucking playing.
Long gone.
He's already in the CFL.
No. Opt-outs are Hartman, Estime, the right tackle.
Sam Hartman opted out of this bowl game.
Yeah, already.
Why would he play?
He already signed with the Calgary Stampeders.
Well, because he's going to go to the CFL.
No. So you think Gabriel's an NFLer and Hartman's not?
Hartman just signed with Stampeders yesterday.
Yeah, he loves the Stampeders.
Are you serious?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Wait a minute. Smith, right?
So I could see Sam Hartman point in his career lighting up CFL
of people out. I actually might take Oregon State.
Wow.
The Bees?
I mean, it is kind of their last game program.
Who's coaching?
Their DC who got hired as the actual head coach.
Don't hate that. Who's playing quarterback?
The guy who played quarterback for them last year. Before DJ trade.
Yeah, that is kind of
like
nice. That's kind of a nice recipe.
Yeah, put me down for the Bees +6.
Look who found themselves on the Beavs.
Look like we'll die with the Bees one more time.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
I like Oregon State.
You sold me. I thought Estime and I would have I imagined the
who's
whole
playing quarterback for Notre Dame?
Backup.
Who the
Steve Angeli. Faison.
Sounds like a Notre Dame name.
And can we get the name on the Oregon State quarterback?
So here's the
Ben stat. Goldbranson.
Here's a stat for Notre Dame.
Is it Goldbranson?
Goldbranson.
Notre Dame will be without 11 of its top 12 offensive players in terms of snap counts.
Gotcha. All right. Yeah. Give me the Beavs. Then I'm on a little favorite run here. I'm on Kansas State, Arizona, and then Clemson to start the day tomorrow.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh. No. Oh, the fucking hammers are up on Arsenal.
I'm sorry. Is it a derby?
Ooh.
Let's go to the NFL tonight.
This way, Prague, that way.
Did you watch Green Street last night?
Nope.
Okay. Whatever.
Can you watch it this weekend?
Maybe.
Thank you. Let's go to the NFL.
Ooh.
Got a graphic?
We're going to talk about the night.
Yeah.
For tonight, yeah.
Yep. No.
Let's start tonight. Boom! 7.5 is the number. 34.5 is the total. Jets at the Brownies.
We're down to 33.5. That's tough.
Give me it.
You're going undie?
Yeah, I mean, the Browns are without so many people on offense.
That's how they roll.
I know.
Kareem Hunt playing?
Jets are supposed to have a good defense, though.
Yeah, but then they let up a 20-point comeback to Jacoby Brissett.
I know. Trust me. I mean, I don't really love anything tonight.
No, this is an ugly one.
But if I love anything in my life, it's always a good under 34.
Yes, sir.
So, with that being said, I will take the under tonight.
Call me crazy. Give me the Jets plus 7.5.
Okay. I will call you crazy. I'm on the Browns laying 6.5.
Bit of a math game.
It is a bit of a math game. I will agree. But I'm buying the Cool Joe Flacco Kool-Aid. And that 20-point comeback does freak me out. That is just a bad sign of things to come, in my opinion. I think that comeback kind of keeps its momentum into this one, and that the Jets defense shows a couple leaks and the Browns get the job done. Maybe a nice little 21-3.
Okay.
What's Joe Flacco to throw an interception?
Don't hate that.
Minus like 200, probably. I'm taking because I love Footsteps Flacco, and honestly, I kind of just think this Jets team stinks. I think the Browns could go over 35 by themselves, so I'm taking the over of the total.
There's definitely a world that they could.
Flacco's minus 180 throw pick. Yeah.
That's tough. That's
throw that in there, too.
Can you parlay? I'm going to parlay.
Same game parlay.
Flacco and Simeon both to throw pick, too.
I like that a lot.
That feels right. Both minus 180. I'm not going to lay that.
Feels like a defense.
That's the same game parlay that we need.
Yeah, that is. That's the last Thursday night of the NFL season.
All right, I'm going to put together a same game here, and it's going to be, let's see here. Where's the touchdown scores? There it is.
Did Simeon throw one against the Commanders? Do we know?
Maybe in that comeback.
Simeon had to.
I'm gonna try to find
Tommy's secondary stinks.
See if I could parlay a will there be a defensive touchdown? Yes. And then each quarterback throwing a touchdown.
Yeah. You gotta think out of the box here.
We'll find it.
Oh yeah, Simeon threw one last week. What are we talking about?
Thank you. Yeah. Feels good, doesn't it?
He was managing the game for a bit.
I did like what I saw from Simeon.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I like what I saw from Jacoby Brissett. You know me, boys, looking ahead. I love a nice plus 14 on a newly appointed backup quarterback.
Okay.
So who they got again?
49ers.
I don't love that.
No, it's going to be tough.
I don't.
Sam Darnold looked pretty good the other night.
He always looks pretty good, okay?
Yeah. Remember when he like ran for like 65 yards.
Yes.
Monday Night Football.
Yes.
Game. He was very good for him and Steve Wilks on the Panthers kind of didn't really get a fair shake there.
No, they did not.
All right, let's head to, let's go to the association.
Ooh,
okay.
Tough slate.
Let's start with there's a 17 and a half points.
A little last night note, the Thunder are fucking nasty.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, that was a miss.
There's a 17 and a half point spread tonight. There's a 12 and a half point spread tonight.
14-7, boys. Here comes
there's another 12 and a half spread. I shouldn't have said anything.
Yeah.
It's all about the you.
Three double digit spreads tonight. Where are you boys headed, if anywhere, tonight?
You know what? I'll take you to Chicago. I like Chicago with Indy coming into town. The Pacers have been on a schneid, and Tyrese Haliburton is questionable. So if he doesn't play, I think Chicago rolls him. But I am kind of hesitant on that one. I do really like Memphis getting 7.5 going in.
Does seem like a lot.
Yeah, that's just I mean, I'll probably buy it up to like 8 just because I like having the regular point, but I mean, Memphis has been playing fucking really good. They could easily win this game. I think they've been, since Jaws came back, they've covered every single game.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they could win. And then I like Golden State with Miami coming into town. Miami also isn't playing Jimmy Butler, but Kyle Lowry's out. They don't even have a starting point guard right now. So I have no idea who's going to be playing there. So I'm taking Golden State. And then I'm actually taking Charlotte plus the 13 going into the Lakers. The Lakers shouldn't be favored by 13 to anybody. Even if it was like the fucking Pistons, they somehow would give them a game. So, yeah, I'm taking Charlotte plus the 13.
Tyler Hero is listed as a starting point guard tonight for Miami.
He might ball.
I mean, he could have 35.
Is there any thought that the Pistons might cover 17 tonight just out of pride?
Jason Brown's out. I don't know if Tatum's out. There was rumbling.
Brown is out. Tatum's got no designation, so he's going.
I just have a five-way money line parlay. It's Warriors, Celtics, T-Wolves, Pelicans, Lakers. I don't see how any of those teams lose.
Okay. I can see the Lakers losing that game.
The Lakers aren't losing to the Hornets, man.
It's pretty high on the Hornets or on the Lakers right now.
LeBron and AD are playing.
I mean, they're both fucking questionable again.
I mean, we know that we do.
So they're both playing.
Yeah.
Fucking joke of a league.
Oh, jeez.
All right.
He's out on the NBA. Don't even
talk about the Lakers right
now. Wow.
Speaking of a not joke of the league, welcome to the program, Nick.
Hey, it's good to be back, boys.
Good to be back.
How are we doing?
Nice jacket.
Thank you.
How do you feel about the slate tonight?
It's a small but fine slate. Small in stature.
But fine and
grand in aspirations.
But God bless.
I think I muted the wrong mic.
Canadians start in Carolina, 20,000 screaming Caniacs.
Give me the Caniacs, 60-minute money line at home. Come on, bounce back, boys. After the holiday break, you're on home ice. You got the legs. You got the skill. Get it done. The Habs stink.
Jeez. What?
He gets mad every time I say that. So.
They're 15-13-5. It's pretty good.
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
Pretty good for what the Habs are supposed to
do. Kings are at the Knights. Could the Knights be looking ahead to outdoors in Seattle?
They've lost four in a row.
Maybe they are.
Including last night.
They could be looking ahead.
They got shit kicked by the Ducks.
Kings are very tough on the road.
Okay.
But again, holiday break.
Both teams lost last night.
Everybody, you got to go home, relax. Give me the Kings.
Okay.
Coming off a loss on the, I don't think the Kings will lose again.
Okay.
So I'll take the Kings here.
Gumby?
No.
Okay.
I'm out.
Ponce.
Yeah. Coovers.
Yeah, this is POD. Coovers -165 at home against the Ponce.
How was Boxing Day for the boys? They didn't go too hard there. Everybody's feeling good, well rested.
Oh, it was a few days ago. I mean, these boys they better not have cement in their skates. They've been off for a week.
The fact that the AHL didn't take advantage of Boxing Day and just have a bunch of games.
I think the players wanted it off. That was collectively bargained for that they got
Christmas
and Thanksgiving off. So it is surprising that they didn't want Boxing Day, but I assume
it's an ode to the world.
They can't travel on Christmas.
Yeah, the boys wanted to spend a little extra time with their family.
I get it. Oils are
-400.
Again.
Wow.
Are the Sharks not hungry tonight?
I mean, the Sharks +2.5 might be hungry.
No thanks.
What?
I got nothing.
Sharks?
Bruce?
No, thank you.
+2.5?
Bruce?
No. Bruce?
Oh, no faith in
Bruce.
The Sharks.
Bruce?
I mean, hungry Sharks do swim faster.
And are they not hungry in the Shark Tank?
What do you want me to say? You want me to take the Sharks? You want me to take the Sharks, Tony?
I got a money line parlay just with the Oilers and the Caniacs, brother.
Just a quick little glance. I want you guys to know that the Sharks are by far the worst team in the league in terms of goal differential. They are -7.
I mean, we figured they started.
Yeah, but they started slow. 12. Like since they're 0-7,
they've lost 6 in a row.
Jesus,
they're in the middle of a little.
Yeah, it's their second lull of the year.
Yeah, good luck
getting hungry.
Bit of a lull. I mean, this team goes sometimes. They eat too much and then they go into a bit of a lull.
The boys don't want to play hockey.
What?
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's not true. This boy, these Sharks love hockey.
Bruce, stand up for your hungry Sharks.
I mean, they wouldn't miss a big slate on what was it, Tuesday? They wouldn't miss a big slate. They were hungry that day.
College basketball tonight?
Oh, yeah. Full slate. All the regular suspects. Chicago State +11.5, lost by 12.
Oh, I have a question.
Go ahead, bro.
Are we back in Cleveland State at home tonight? It is a tough barn in downtown Cleveland.
Yeah.
Even with the holidays.
We are. Cleveland State, Oakland, kind of matchup of the evening, to be fair. Besides Oregon, USC, obviously. But yeah, I am on Cleveland State on the money line.
Okay.
Nice.
Let me add UTSA money line versus Prairie View.
Cool. We're going meet beep.
Yes. Little Rock, naturally, money line against Tennessee Tech. A lot of states tonight. Idaho State money line versus Montana State.
Okay.
I like Oregon money line at home versus USC. I like UC Santa Barbara money line at UC Davis.
That makes sense.
Battles of UC, if you will.
I can see that.
I'm on Idaho State. I said that already. I'm also on Idaho money line versus Sacramento State.
Okay.
And then finish off the night. You know.
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
You're watching bowl games.
Sure.
A little bit of bowl.
After the
bowl.
It's little bit Jets bowl. Browns is already.
Yeah.
These 9 o'clock bowl games. Oh, so it's a little Jets hotter just, to get bowled.
Jets just upset the Browns. You know, fucking 10-9. Long Beach State money line at Cal State Fullerton.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I can see that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I can see that happening.
Oh yeah.
There's a way that I
Me too.
Can see that happen.
Me too.
You won't be here tomorrow, so would you like to do footy for the weekend?
Okay, so there's not too much, but I will give you tomorrow. I got Fiorentina, Toronto bet versus Torino.
Okay.
Napoli, moneyline versus Monza. Inter Milan, moneyline versus Genoa. And Lazio, moneyline as well. Go to Saturday in the EPL. I got Chelsea, moneyline at Luton Town. Man U, draw no bet at Nottingham Forest. Serie A, I got Bologna, draw no bet at Udinese.
Udinese.
Juventus, money line versus Roma at plus money. Maybe the game of the weekend across all of the leagues.
Wow.
And then Sunday, just in the EPL, Spurs are down 2-0 right now, but they are at a good price. Moneyline versus Bournemouth on Sunday.
Oh, they just lost Hugo.
A bit of a shambolic.
Yeah, Hugo's
opening LBS half. Bones. Yeah, they didn't really lose Hugo.
In spirit, they did.
Yeah, he's a pretty big get for LAFC. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Did Chiellini retire?
I believe he did.
That might be a bigger loss. Maybe that's why they got Hugo.
I think he did.
I feel like he did, too, for some
reason. I saw that.
And then Arsenal money line at Fulham.
Okay.
Yeah. Arsenal down to West Ham right now. Come on, hold on, Hammers.
Okay.
Yeah,
this way. Prologue.
The Hammers, hold on. Liverpool will sit top of the league heading into the new year.
Do we have anything else?
Tony, I got some for you.
Nice.
Tony?
Yeah.
If you want to make everybody happy, don't be a leader. Sell ice cream. Nick Saban.
Boom.
And even then, are you going to make everybody
happy? Yeah, you can sell ice cream pretty shitty.
Who isn't happy with an ice cone ice cream?
What if it's not good?
I've been thinking about that Handles ice cream. That's
pretty good.
Yeah, but you won't
get some.
That peanut, you won't if you get it. A chance, the peanut butter chocolate one is...
Why don't you take a pint home with you?
Because I'll eat the whole thing.
The coffee toffee crunch.
Pretty good.
Delightful. All
right. Good luck in all of your bets tonight. We will be back tomorrow. I think that's it. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Ah.